Practice Test 9. Listening. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. The listening section has 3 parts. There are 50 questions. Mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not make any stray marks on the answer sheet. If you change your mind about an answer, erase your first answer completely. Part 1. In this part, you will hear short conversations. From the 3 answer choices, select the answer which means about the same thing as what you hear, or is true based upon what you hear. For example, listen to the conversation.
Mary and John should have come by now. I wonder what's keeping them.
It may seem as if they'll never get here, but they will. You know how Mary is when she's getting ready to go out.
I guess you're right. Besides, I can't think of one time they haven't been late.
The correct answer is A. For problems 1 through 15, mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. No problems can be repeated. Please listen carefully. Do you have any questions? One.
I don't like watching movies from a memory stick. The quality's not as good as what it is on DVD.
Where have you been? Technology's improved so much that you can't tell the difference.
Maybe you're right, but watching them at a theater is still the best way to go.
Two.
My computer keeps crashing. I don't know what to do.
Maybe it's a bug or something. Have you scanned it?
Yeah, but no virus has turned up.
Well, it's definitely a hardware problem.
Three.
I think life was better in the 1990s than it is today.
What do you mean? Life's not that much different.
Yeah, I guess I should stop being so nostalgic.
Four.
Why'd you accept such a low-paying job?
After being unemployed for as long as I have no room for negotiating.
Five.
How did club members finally vote?
As there was no quorum, there was no vote.
You mean over half the members were absent despite the meeting's importance?
Six.
Could you tell Mary I want to see her in my office?
Again? What has she done this time? Nothing serious, I hope.
You know Mary. If it's not one thing, it's another.
Seven.
What do you think about the recession our country's in?
I'm afraid things will be getting worse before they start getting better.
Oh, so you're that optimistic.
Eight.
Has the committee reached a decision over how to spend the donations we've received?
Even after 3 marathon meetings, things are still up in the air.
Nine.
I hear the company you're working for went out of business.
Yes, but it's proved to be a blessing in disguise. It led me to my current job. I mean, I never even had to apply for unemployment insurance.
Ten.
Mary's great with clients. At least she seems to be pushing all the right buttons.
It's no accident. She's taken a month-long course on interpersonal skills at our local community college.
Looks like it's really paying off for her. Do you like the idea of a sports stadium going up in the heart of our city?
Well, I can take it or leave it.
I thought you'd have been all for it since you like going to games so much.
Can I borrow your tablet for a sec? I want to check the latest headlines.
Can't it wait? I need to go over some figures which I'll be talking on at today's meeting.
Come on, isn't it time for you to have a break?
Brother, it's times like these I wish we still had newspapers. This cake would be great if it weren't so sweet. I can hardly eat it.
I think it's okay, and it should be sweet. I mean, it's cake.
It is possible to have too much of something good, you know.
14.
I think I'm going to buy one of these new computer tablets.
I'd think twice if I were you. I mean, they're nothing more than expensive toys.
But you can do a lot with them.
Yeah, like what?
15.
You paid $8,000 for a 10-year-old car? If that's not an example of being taken, I don't know what is.
Yeah, but it's a great car and it's loaded with extras.
You're kidding me, right?